Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Financial Friday. We got a great show lined up for you guys today. You're going to learn, if you have been working at becoming wealthy and you say, you know what, I don't even know how to make this money, I don't know why it's not showing up, then we're going to talk to you about what to do. Five things that could be standing in the way of you and your wealth. How exciting is that? And if you are on this planet then and in this country, you don't even have to be in this country, pretty much on this planet and had access to an internet or a television, then you know that our stock market crashed there for a little while. And so we're going to have our financial expert Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial come on the show and talk to you about what happened, and he's going to actually respond to some questions that I have for him, and he's going to tell us what to do if you were kind of one of the victims of the stock market crashing and you don't know what to do about that. Or if you say, you know what, I thought about going into stocks, but this is just not going to work for me because, I tell you, I don't want to lose my money. Those people lost a boatload of money. One guy in China, I think he lost something like, I forget how many billions of dollars he lost. It's like more than $15 billion. It's way up there. It's a big figure that he lost. And if that's kind of got you shaking in your boots a little bit, well, Mario is going to be here to talk to you about the stock market. You know, it's a risk. The stock market is usually higher risk. And what goes up, it's going to eventually come down, but the beautiful part about it is that if treated properly, it's going to go back up again, just like with our incomes a lot of times. Void. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And as you know, I have been slowly giving you sneak peeks into what's coming and all of the new things that are going to come starting September and how we're taking things up a notch to help you to do life with power, to help you position yourself to have that dream life that you've always wanted. So before we get to that, though, we're going to take a quick break here from one of our sponsors, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to jump right into things and find out what could be standing between you and wealth. We'll be back in a moment. Back. I don't know. It sounds like there's a little bit going on behind the scenes, so hopefully you guys can hear me out there. But with that being said, we are going to continue on with our show and just kind of get you guys up to speed on what's going on with everything, you guys. So with that being said, let's continue on with Designing Your Life Today. Okay, we have all week long, I have been talking to you about really what's been going on with the stock market, and or not the stock market, or what the new things, what's been going on with Designing Your Life Today, the new things that I'm going to present to you on our show. And really, we've got a lot coming up in September, so you don't want to miss anything at all. But before I go any further. I want to remind you guys that you can actually register to win a free Walmart gift card through Insurance Nation. How exciting is that? And you can go to insurancenation.com. There's no obligation other than to like their Facebook page and then give them your information and get signed up. Their first drawing is going to be September 1st. They're going to be giving away more than one Walmart gift card, and so you really want to get your name in drawing. And I thought I'd kind of tell you guys about that wonderful perk that's going on out there. Hey, you guys, we are actually going to go to commercial for a quick moment, and then we're going to come right back. Looks like we've got some things going on behind the scenes here with our sound, and so we're going to take a break, and we will be back to you shortly.
Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business, and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345.
Now, back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell.
Okay, you guys, we are back, and I think we're rocking and rolling now with better sound. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the things that we're going to have coming up on our Friday show. So we've got great information for you that's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. How awesome. Our goal is to help you have better health, create more wealth, and to learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. And if you don't know how to do that, excuse me, a little sneezing going on there. And if you don't know how to do that, you're going to learn how to do it on Designing Your Life Today. Now, on Fridays, we're going to add some things. We're going to talk to you if you have credit issues, and you say, well, you know what, I feel like all is lost because my credit is just so bad, and I don't have the money to pay these things off. Well, been there, done that years ago, and so I'm going to share some great laws that will help you to get beyond that. We're gonna learn how to kind of fix your credit up a little bit. We're gonna talk a little bit about dealing with the IRS. I know some people that have dealt with the IRS. I dealt with the IRS a few years back, also, and not because I wasn't paying my taxes, but apparently I didn't pay enough. So the thing is, I had to deal with that. And we're gonna talk about just dealing with creditors overall. There're gonna be some free reports that you can download that you can actually kind of keep a part of your financial portfolio so that you can learn how to build a strong financial portfolio. And like Wednesday, when we do some giveaways and some freebies, we're going to kind of have a freebie Friday going on too. So we're going to give away some things on Fridays. And the giveaways, there's a catch to our giveaways on Fridays. We want you guys to send in some of your questions about your finances, in other words, things that would help you to improve your finances. Why? Because there are other people out there who have financial challenges, and we can all learn from each other. And so when you're asking your questions, you're giving more insight to us as to what people are looking for when it comes to providing you with information that will help you to have the best income possible. That's our goal, to have you get the best income you can possibly get. The other thing is that we're going to talk to you about budgeting and continue to talk to you about financial planning. And, yes, we're going to continue to talk to you about growing your finances. So we got a lot of good stuff here. With that being said, let's jump right into five things that are standing between you and your wealth. What's keeping you from being this super wealthy person? And you say, well, I don't want to be super wealthy. All right, let's just talk about what's keeping you from being wealthy, period, and why you don't have the monies that you really deserve to have. The first one is not having a solid plan. A lot of times people want to make money, but they don't have a solid plan. One of the biggest missed opportunities for people that want to be successful, especially entrepreneurs, is not taking the time to prepare. And in the process of planning, you're going to predetermine what you want. You're going to predetermine what you need. And you're going to actually see what you already have available to you. The truth of the matter is truly productive people know the results that they're after, and they actually maintain their focus on that outcome. And very few outside influences can knock them off the mark. And so it's a part of thinking strategically. So strategically thinking through your future, that's going to help you prevent mistakes. It's going to increase your ability to actually kind of predict, if you will, certain outcomes based on the path that you've chosen for your life. So when you're intentional in all that you do, then the thing about it is that you're going to lower the risk of failing. And it doesn't mean that you won't fail, but you're going to lower your chances, which means you're going to have greater successes along the way. So not having a solid plan can certainly affect you when it comes to even acquiring the wealth. It's hard for you to go to a financial plan if you don't have the wealth that you need. And the thing is that I'm always constantly troubleshooting what does it take for us to really get to where it is we want to be as it relates to increasing and improving on your wealth. Well, that's one of the things, not having a solid plan. Here's another one, waiting for things to be perfect. It's important to experiment to find out what works. And if you're not used to doing something, then you're going to kind of, some people kind of fiddle around a little bit there and they are hoping, okay, it's not right yet. And they're making adjustments. Okay, it's not right yet. And then how about now? And as a result of doing that, you're waiting for things to be perfect, and you will not bring in any money. Years could go by, and you're just readjusting and recreating or redoing every single thing that you're thinking you thought would work. And what that means is that you're constantly second-guessing yourself. So when you're constantly second-guessing yourself in that manner, then what's going to happen is you're not going to move forward. And that's certainly going to stand between you and your ability to start to acquire the wealth that you want for your life. And here's another one. Number three is you're not really open to it. And that's a fact. I mean, a lot of times people argue and they complain about not having enough money, and they're not open to it. So when people say they want money, but they're not really open to receiving it, well, you're not going to get it. You say, well, how do I know I'm not open to it? I know I don't like my life the way it is. I know I want to have more money coming in so I can pay bills and have a lifestyle with some luxury in it and have a lifestyle where I can do some of the things that I want and to also leave a legacy to children and other family members and be a great example to the people that I'm connected to, friends, colleagues, and so on and so forth. So I really want this to happen, but it's not happening for me. So what is holding me back? What is stopping me from getting there? The truth of the matter is, and people don't like to hear this, but if you want to actually make more money, you kind of need to push your ego to the side, is that you're really not open to receiving it. Well, how do you know? You know you're not open to receiving it when you're sitting back stressing over who's going to be the next president. Does that mean we shouldn't vote? Does it mean we shouldn't care about which politicians take office? You better believe you need to care, but only from a standpoint of what is their value system? What kind of value systems do they operate under? Because if they operate under a value system that goes against God's law, well, honestly speaking, they're not going to get my vote. I don't care who they are. And I don't care how much little cute little gifts they're offering me and free stuff, and I don't care about that. So I'm looking for what's your value system. But if you're actually looking to other people saying, okay, I hope this person gets to be the president of this company that I'm working for because they're nice, as opposed to the person who you're going to learn something from so that you can grow. You know, everything that's going to bring you wealth is not exactly the easy street, not exactly the easy road. And everybody who's offering you some great gifts in the form of money, every politician who does that, I'm going to put more money into your pocket. That's not necessarily the best person, okay? I mean, look at Proverbs. Proverbs tells you, beware of the man that's bearing gifts, okay? So the thing is, there's always a catch. And let's just kind of get this out of the way here. Regardless what people say, there's nothing free in life, okay? Even if you think it's free, trust me, it isn't. Now, The thing is that you have to ask yourself, am I really open to receiving it? What am I saying when I say you're hoping for a certain politician to get into office, certain offices, or a certain CEO? Or what am I saying here? What I'm saying is that if you're constantly looking to someone else to supply your needs, a man, a human being, then you are not open to wealth, because all wealth comes from God. And we'll talk about what that means on another show, because we don't have time today. But it's already there for you, and you have to be willing to receive it. You have to be open. Your mind has to be open to believing that you deserve to have the highest and best, and not to always settle for less than. Living a bargain basement life, that's not the best life to live. What that says is, I can't afford the things that I really want. Now, am I criticizing you for it? No. What I'm saying to you is, you want to be honest with yourself and answer the question, are you really open to receiving more? When we're open to receiving more, you're going to get it. I mean, it's as simple as that. All right, let's move on, because we've got two more. Number four is thinking that others owe you something for various reasons, whatever that reason may be. Anytime you fall in that, then under that kind of thought process, then that is one of the things that is standing between you and your wealth. Because here's what happens. When you look to one person, one individual, to supply your needs, then, or to give you what you think that they should be giving you, what you're saying is, you're operating in the realm of lack at that point. What you're saying is, you know what, my mind is not open to getting this from anyone else. All right, let's see if I can put it in different terms. Let's take a relationship, for example. Sometimes there are women who stress over, oh, I got to have that man, got to have that man. Guys stress over, ooh, that's the only woman for me on this entire planet. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's just not real. It narrows kind of your confidence in you. It narrows, actually, it almost gets rid of the courage that you have to step out for more and look for the highest and best in your life. So when you're constantly, and you're saying to that person, you owe me this, okay, this is what you owe me, and nobody else can give it to me. No, that's not how this world is set up. Make no mistake about it. It doesn't mean that you don't love that person, okay, but what it means is that, hey, if that person doesn't love you, or if that person doesn't think it's working, you don't beg. You go and you trust that the best is going to come into your life. See, in other words, you got to open up to receive the best. So stop thinking that people owe you something. Here's another example that may be a little bit better. Sometimes we think that because we're of the same ethnic group, or we're same gender, or even the same age group, sometimes we think that people owe us something. No, make no mistake about it. No one owes you anything just because you just happen to be born of the same gender, or you just happen to be born of the same, under that same ethnic group. We don't owe each other things in that respect, because here's the thing, once again, if your value system doesn't line up with mine, or mine doesn't line up with yours, yeah, we kind of don't owe each other anything. What I owe is to love you, period. Owe no man nothing except to love him. Love you, period. And the other thing I might even owe, if I choose to owe, is to say, wow, this person is going somewhere, making something happen, so I feel like I can do something to help that person. In that case, I've chosen to owe. But if you start thinking that people owe you something, you're not going to get the wealth. The key is to open your mind. And we'll say this because we've got one more, and then we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come and find out about the stock market. The thing is that sometimes when you do that, and I've talked to people like this, same ethnic group, and they will not go outside of that group because they don't want to go to perhaps another ethnic group. For example, I'm African-American, so sometimes African-Americans want to stay within that group, and you could go to a Caucasian and perhaps get what you're looking for, but you're not going to do that. Why? Because you want to stay right within that group. And so my point is that some of you might be getting a little upset with me, but I can live with that. The reality of it is, or Hispanic might have it, the reality of it is that you look for value systems that line up with yours. You don't look for skin color. You don't look for gender. You don't look for, oh, your hair is red and so is mine. Now, those are commonalities that connect us, that will make us, that create a comfort zone that allows us to get to know one another. But the truth of the matter is, if you love people, and if you are serious about raising your income and going to that next level, hey, nobody's a stranger. I love all people. I don't care what color you are. Okay, if you're a little green, as long as you don't have any, like, weird disease that you can transfer that I can catch, meaning like a cold or flu or something, all right, we can still talk. But anyway, the point is, here's the final one. The final one is ego. We think more, this is how you know your ego is coming into play. When you're always thinking more about what others can do for you. There again, it kind of goes back to that thinking people owe you something. And you're not open to learning from certain people because of color, gender, age, whatever the case is. Your ego is saying, I know more than you. I'm smarter than you. Or because of your educational status. So what? You went to college. I know some doctors who got C's, and they're not the best doctors. No offense, doctors. But the thing is, that's just the reality of it. But I also know some doctors who got A's, and they're very good doctors. And so my point is that, you know, move your ego out of the way, because with the ego comes, here's what I call it. I call it the broke snob. The broke snob is the person who, I don't hang around with that person, or I don't talk to that person, or I don't deal with these people, you know, and yet you're not getting anything you want out of your life. You're not moving the needle in your own life. Or you're spending your time being prejudiced against this person or that person. Okay, so if you really want to get to wealth, you want to deal with those five things. And as I told you, you know, we're changing the format, and all week long I've been telling you all the new stuff that's coming on our show. And so one of the things that I can promise you is that we're going to give you the truth as we see it. We're not going to make things up just so you can feel better, because people get offended nowadays if the wind blows. So we're not going to do that, because the object of the game is to help you have better health, more wealth, and to help you cultivate those fruitful relationships. Well, unless you really operate within the truth within your own self, you're not going to grow. So that's the object of the game. So we're going to go to take a quick break, go to commercial, come back, find out about the stock market. If you missed any of this, you can go back and listen to it. It's going to be in our archives. But just to sum up, you have no solid plan, number one. Number two is waiting for things to be perfect. Number three was you're not really open to receiving wealth. Number four was thinking that others owe you something and actually waiting for them to give it to you. And number five is the ego. Move those things out of the way, and before you know it, you'll be rocking and rolling. Okay, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back, and we are going to talk to Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial Services, and we're going to find out what's going on with the stock market thing. Some people got really scared about that, so we will be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Small business owners, finally guarantee that your marketing efforts will work. Get Indispensable Marketing's CEO Patrick McFadden's free ebook that reveals the solution to small business marketing. Other small business owners are already raving about this information. Grab your free copy of Marketing Without Strategy is the Noise Before Failure at indispensablemarketing.com/DYLT and discover why this ebook is the first step in marketing that ultimately can create the greatest possible impact for your business.
Now, back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Counsell.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Counsell with Designing Your Life Today. This is Financial Friday, and we are back and super excited to have Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial Services with us this morning. Man, what a week. All right, how many of you out there, let's be honest, that have some stocks going on? How many of you out there were panicking? All right, raise your hands. All right, I can see you raising your hands. No, I can't. But anyway, I know some of you had some concerns about the stock market, so we've got our financial, certified financial planner, advisor, expert, Mario J. Payne, who's here to talk to us about that this morning and share some information. And so I'm going to ask him some questions, and we're going to get to the bottom of all of this. Listen, I did open the chat room, so if you guys have some questions that you want to send to him, you feel free to do that. Okay. Good morning, Mario.
Pat, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, good, good. A beautiful Friday, so it's good. And this Friday, when it comes to the market, it's a little bit better than last Friday. So things are good.
Awesome. All right. So you guys can now breathe because it's a little bit better than it was. But people had a really big scare, and I was reading somewhere, I think some guy lost like billions of dollars in China, more than $15 billion. I wonder, you know, how he's sleeping. But there again, if you're not so attached to the money part, all right, let's be real. I'm not attached to money, but if I lost like in the billions, yeah, I might kind of lose some sleep. So I'm just going to be honest about that one. But with that being said, let's talk a little bit about what happened and let's find out what people can do here. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, of course. And then first I would just kind of piggyback and just kind of use this from a historical standpoint, because history has a strange way to repeat itself. And even the person who lost, you know, billions of dollars, if you lost, let's say, $15 billion, if his investments went down by 15%, that means he had $100 billion to begin with. So $100 billion now, of course, $15 billion is a lot of money. But of course, as the market rebounds and as it rebounds, you know, depending on how it's invested, you know, some of that money he lost will make back. First, he had $100, and he lost 15% or something. You know, they would go from $100 to $85, basically, which was losing $15. So you have to just kind of take it with a grain of salt. And if you think about it historically, you know, investors tend to look at short-term volatility or the ups and downs of investment as the enemy. You know, volatility also leads many investors to move money out of the market and, quote-unquote, sit on the sidelines until things calm down. Well, this approach might appear to solve the problem. It actually creates more problems. If I have a house, per se, I'm living in my house, the house is worth $100,000, now my house is worth $85,000. I'm not going to sell my house at $85,000 and then wait to buy my house again when they get back to $100,000 as things calm down. It doesn't make any sense. But when it comes to investing, we do that. You know, for a person that has investments, that has a long-term approach, meaning that the money's been growing, they're going to need it for retirement or they're in retirement, and the money's supposed to last them for another 5, 10, 15, or 20 years, you know, you want to, since you're quote-unquote living in, with that investment or living in that house, you want that money to continue to grow. So you don't want to, quote-unquote, sit on the sidelines or take all your money out, and as things are calming down, some of that money that you lost, you're not making it back. So if you think historically, over the past three decades, so over the past 30 years, on average, each year, the market, quote-unquote, goes down by about 14% over the course of a year. Now, it doesn't happen in 4 or 5 days like this past week, but on average it does. If we could take last year, 2014, in 2014 the market went down by 7% last year. But for the year, the market was up 11%, meaning if I had $100,000 January 1st, excluding any fees or things of that nature, but if I just invested in the stock market as a whole, $100,000 at the end of the year is now $111,000. We take this back to 2012. 2012, the stock market went down by 10%, but it ended up 13% for the year, meaning if I had $100,000 on January 1st, with all the ups and downs, at the end of that year, I made $113,000, which is 13%. So these ups and downs happen, but we put our money, quote-unquote, on the sidelines. You know, we definitely miss out on making our money back. Case in point, so why has this happened? Nobody knows, but it looks like history is repeating itself. If you think about 2011, June 2011, the euro, which is, of course, everybody in Europe, they were having concerns about the Europe splitting up. Greece was going through the bailout process, which 4 years later they're still doing. Italy has some financial problems, which they still have, and also Spain has some financial problems as well. Over a two-month time, the market went down by 13%. So over 2 months, the person had $100. They went from $100 to $87. But as August hit and some of those problems got solved, the market went up by another 17% that year. And depending on how a person's money was invested, either they broke even or they made a couple dollars that year. History has a strange way of repeating itself. This time it's China. China is basically changing their currency right before our eyes. So it's a lot of unknown factors. Since China is the second largest economy in the world behind America, there's a lot of uncertainty about what China's doing with their currency, with their bonds, and with their quote-unquote treasury bills. So it's a lot of uncertainty. So when that happens, the market goes down. We have seen the past few days the market going back up. We don't know if the market's going to continue to go back up, but it's uncertainty. So the reason you have uncertainty is basically the reason why the market goes down. But when it comes to an investor selling out of everything, getting out of all their investments, you know, you definitely want to sit down and talk to a certified financial planner like myself, your financial advisor, to really have that kind of heart-to-heart conversation, you know, kind of what are my short-term or long-term goals. And a lot of times you're pulling your money out. Say, for instance, on Monday, if a person pulled their money out, the market was at 15,008. Now the market's at, before we got on the show, at 16,006. So that's 800 points or almost 1 percentage point of money that I would have made back that I lost out on. So if I had $100,000 and took it out, now my account would have been $101,000. That's $1,000 I've already missed out by being, quote-unquote, on the sidelines. So you definitely want to make sure that you, talk to somebody before you make those knee-jerk reactions.
Right. Well, I want to jump in here before we go any further. And let's talk about China a little bit, since you mentioned China. China, you know, playing around with their currency. And, okay, that's China. But people in America, can you tell us a little bit about what does that have to do with our stock market and how come that's affecting us? Because it appears to be affecting our currency, too, as far as us losing money and dollar value and things of that nature.
Well, it's so again, a lot of because we're a global economy. A lot of companies here in America do business in China. I mean, heck, I was in Hong Kong back in 2012, and it was an abundance of skyscrapers, and you saw a lot of American companies on those skyscrapers. I remember when I went to the to the shopping district in Hong Kong, it felt like I was in one of the local malls here. If you think about McDonald's, I mean, McDonald's has you know stores in China, but they're here headquartered in America. If you think about all the global companies, from Procter & Gamble to General Ledger, Walmart, all of our large companies here in America do business, and they do a lot of business in China. Again, China is the second biggest economy in the world, behind America. So of course, when you have some uncertainty in their economy, that affects American companies. And when American company may or may not be affected, the value of their stock goes down, and that's why you see the stock market goes down. It has nothing to do with America, so to speak. America, we've had our earnings reports come out. Companies are making money hand over fist. Our unemployment is at a 9-year low. The last 3 cycles, we've had the most private sector growth that we've ever had in our history of our economy. Unemployment is very, very low. So here in America, their economic when it comes to economics, our economy is good. Our economy is very good. But again, since we're a global economy and since so many U.S. companies do business in Europe and also in China, when that happens, it is some uncertainty. So the reason why the market went down really does not have to do a lot with what's going on in America, but it's with what's going on with China. And again, since we have a lot of companies overseas in Europe that's having their problems, and also in China that's having their problems, that's why you see some of the angst and why the market went down.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that our listeners that they were clear about kind of our connection to China as it relates to their currency and our currency and how it would affect them here, or how it affects America, the American overall. Okay, not just the stock market, but America overall, because we know when Wall Street crashes, well, it affects it pretty much affects us all. Okay, because things a lot of things happen that are unfortunate. All right, I have another question here for you. Now, with all of the volatility in the stock market that's happening right now, okay, today you say it's a little bit better, and I zoomed in on the word little bit. Okay, so now when you say it's a little bit better, are you saying that perhaps people who lost that 15% that they've recovered that money, or are you saying that the market is still volatile in the sense that, well, they got a little Band-Aid on the boo-boo and it might, the Band-Aid might come off again? So tell me what that little bit better means.
Yeah, so we first talk about volatility. You know, the 100-plus years the market has been in existence has always been volatile. Every single day the market goes up and down.
Right.
Nobody knows the future, but historically speaking, one out of every 4 years, historically, the market goes down. Nobody knows what year that's going to be, but historically speaking, 25% of the time the market goes down, and that's just kind of history. So the market always goes up and down. But with that being said, over the short term, the market has been down. I mean, if you think about Thursday, Friday, Monday and Tuesday, the market was down. The market had a low of 15,008. Right now it was at 6. Before we got on the show, it was at 16,006, meaning that some of the money that people lost, they made back. Now, if you think about the highs of where the market was at the beginning of the year, it was at over 18,000 points. So, yes, it's still some growth the market has to kind of go up to kind of get back what people may have lost over the past few months. Because really, the market's been going down really since May. It's just very, very slow. And then the past weekend, it just kind of hit. But the market slowly but surely has been going down. Now, depending on how our money is invested, if we're more fixed income, if we're diversified, if we have a 401k, we're putting in money, we might really not see that kind of slowly but surely decline. Now, of course, the big decline that we saw, everybody sees because it just happened in one day. But again, if you think about what happened on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, the market had a low at that time of 15,800. Now it's at 16,600. So, yes, some of the money that people lost the past few days, they have made that back. Now, if they are invested, and depending on how they're invested, of course, if somebody's on fixed income, they may not have been affected that much. The person pulled out all their money, then yes, they are affected because their money's not back in where they're making that money back.
Right.
So it really just depends. But again, this is what the market does. Historically speaking, the market does this almost every single year. Maybe not in 1 or 2 days, maybe
right.
not in 10 days, maybe over a month or 2 months, but the market does this almost every single year. So historically speaking, we know that. It's just as investors, we need to make sure that we don't panic, we don't freak out, we don't make any knee-jerk decisions that, A, will affect you over the short term and over the long term. I mean, if I have investments in my retirement account and I set out all my investments, I might be taxed pretty heavy on what I've taken out. So it's very, very important to have conversations with your certified financial planner or your financial advisor to see the course of action from an investment standpoint and also from a tax standpoint as well.
Okay, now you mentioned the 401k and I guess a lot of them were not affected. Now, that's a good point to kind of raise here, is that for people who have the 401ks, I mean, at some point their 401ks could be affected, and I'm guessing that, and so I want you to confirm that or tell me I'm wrong there so that our listeners can get some insight as to how they should be paying attention to their 401k or what they should be doing in that case, what they should be looking for so that people don't lose money like they did before. So tell us about the 401k. I mean, at what point should people be concerned and say, hey, wait a minute, this is going to affect my 401k?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it really just depends on where you are. If you're a long-term investor, meaning that you have, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years into retirement, if I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or maybe in the 80s for that standpoint, this will happen again. This will happen next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, historically speaking, because it has for the past 30 years. So you don't want to make any knee-jerk reactions. And number two with the 401k, you know, depends on how your money is invested. If you have, prime example, in 2007 to 2008, you know, the market went down. You know, the S&P 500 actually went down by almost 40% in 2008. So a person had $100,000. They went from $100,000 to $60,000. At that point, if I put all cash in my 401k and I never put it back into the market went from 6,500 points to 18,000 points. My money would have, quote-unquote, tripled over that time period. If I had all my money in cash, my money's not tripling. So now today I'm looking up, and yes, I'm happy I didn't have my money into the market last week, but still I missed out on going from, you know, from 60 to 90 to maybe even $180,000 over 7 years by making that decision because I'm scared of the market going down. So you really, really want to make sure that you talk to somebody before you make those knee-jerk decisions. And also when it comes to investing, it is over 40,000 different investments. Just because the quote-unquote stock market's going down doesn't mean your investments are affected. If you have bonds or fixed income investments, you may or may not be affected. But the first thing that you want to do is talk, sit down to either a certified financial planner or a financial advisor before you make any knee-jerk decisions. Because once you make a decision, it's done. And for tax purposes, you might be affected, or from an investment standpoint, you might be affected. So I would just say you want to make sure before you make any decisions, you talk to someone, because you might make a decision that you might not know that you're going to regret it, but you might regret it in the future.
Okay. One final question as we wrap up for the day. Any last-minute suggestions for our listeners who might be investors? What can investors do to kind of make sure that their investments are performing adequately? Is there anything that they can do from this point on?
Yeah, so first off, I would say you have investments that are on sale. Compared to where they were back in March, April, May, you have investments on sale. So if you have extra money, first and foremost, you might want to think about investing. Again, when it comes to investing, I always make a joke with my clients. You know, buying investments is the only thing us Americans will not buy at a discount. If it's that nice furniture set in Ashley's, that's $1,000, and then a month later it's $600, we're going to buy it because it's at a discount. But if it's an investment that used to be worth, let's say, $100, now it's worth $70 per se, you know, we're not going to touch that, but it's at a discount. So I would say first and foremost, to buy things at a discount, you definitely want to see if you have any extra cash. Number two, you want to make sure that you're diversified, meaning that you don't have all your money in bonds, you don't have all your money in stocks, you don't have all your money in cash, your money's diversified. But again, as you make those decisions, it's very important to talk to a certified financial planner like myself, or a financial advisor to make sure some of the decisions that you are making are the proper decisions. In times like last week, you know, people say, hey, you know, put all my money in cash, I kind of worry about it later. That might not be the course of action. So you want to make sure that you talk to somebody with a calming head. If you're going to be, you know, retiring in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, if you're already in retirement in your 60s and you have another 20 or 30 years, you're pulling out and getting in when something has kind of made its money back, you missed out on making your money back. So you definitely want to make sure that you have a cool head, you talk to your financial advisor, or you talk to a certified financial planner like myself to go over some of the options to make sure that you're not doing something now that's going to affect you in a negative way later.
Awesome. Mario, as we say goodbye to you for today, you can tell our listeners, if you guys have any questions about the stock market or what's going on, Mario is a great person to talk to. Let him know how to reach you.
Yep. So my office number, 904-733-5321. You can definitely have any questions, email us at Mario, M-A-R-I-O, dot Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, at RemyJames.com. Social media, we're on Facebook at MJP Financial, our websites, MJP Financial, Twitter, MJP Financial, and LinkedIn, Mario J. Payne. So any questions, please ask. And I'll just say in closing, history has a strange way of repeating itself. Nobody knows but God the future. But this has happened before, and it'll probably happen again as time goes on, next year, the year after that. So you want to be diversified. You want to talk to a certified financial planner or financial advisor to make sure you're not making any knee-jerk decisions that might affect you in the long haul.
Awesome, Mario. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, you guys, listen, you heard from Mario about the stock market, so if you have any questions, by all means, feel free to contact him. Doesn't matter where you're located in the United States, you can actually call him and have a conversation with him. He's happy to talk to you about your portfolio and help you put things in order and be prepared in case something like this happens again. With that being said, that is all we have for you today. We've been talking about five things standing between you and wealth. If you missed any of it, it's going to be archived. Feel free to check it out. As you know, it's our goal to help you have better health, create more wealth, and to learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. So starting September, we have some amazing information that's coming to you and some fantastic guests, some great experts in various areas so that we can all do life with power. Have an amazing weekend, you guys. And, hey, be ready because September is going to be oh so awesome.